are here at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore with Mr. Darren O'Reilly from Members First Credit Union. How are you?
Good. How are you keeping?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. How's the show going for you so far?
A really good conference so far. Yeah. The speakers are really, really good. The topics are really relevant to credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about fintech, no better place than Singapore to do
no
that.
Doubt.
So, yeah, I think everyone's leaving each session kind of mind-blown about what's out there, what we need to be doing, mm-hmm. and really energizing people to take action. So it's a really good conference so
yeah.
far.
Cool, cool, cool. And you have a very interesting topic that we're going to talk about today. We're all talking about digital transformation. I mean, you can't swing a cat these days without talking to somebody who's on their digital journey and all this type of stuff. But you have a different take on it. And it's kind of a foundation that starts in the marketing. Well, I don't say it starts in the marketing department, but the marketing department kind of controls it, or what's your take on it? And then we'll dive into the questions.
Well, not
here.
Necessarily controls it, but we can even see from the conference with the attendees here, you know, it's not just the IT leaders that are here. We've got people from all different departments.
Oh, yeah.
And digital transformation isn't just to be done by the IT department or led by the IT department. And I think marketing has a really important role there. So as we know, more and more members want to engage with credit unions on digital platforms, and a lot of people want to solely engage with their credit union on a digital platform.
Sure, sure.
And that's not confined to one demographic. In fact, it actually represents more of a societal and cultural shift across demographics that spans from millennials to baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new phrase, it's the omni-digital consumer, and that kind of reflects that group of people.
Okay, okay.
And as a result of that, marketeers have had to change how they're approaching marketing, and the role of marketing has very much changed because of this digital desire by our consumers to want to engage us that way. So
mm-hmm.
marketing has a lot of weight and a lot of, I suppose, voice to give to the digital transformation projects
mm-hmm.
Because that role has changed so
right.
much.
So they have more stake in the game, they have a more significant role. Because, I mean, like you said in your explanation, normally you think, okay, oh, this is IT's job, you know,
yes.
this is they're going to do all this type of stuff. But now I think it kind of spans across the enterprise.
Absolutely. It's everyone's job for digital transformation. And I said the role of marketing has changed. When I entered the industry, marketing was very, very different. Marketing was always, I suppose, about brand and eyeballs, but today the role of a marketeer is very much different, and there's a lot more expected of a marketeer.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be highly analytical technologists, you know, they need to be metric and ROI driven,
mm-hmm.
and we need to think with the brain and not with the gut. So there's a lot more expected of us to drive real business results.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get, you know, member acquisition, existing member growth, member retention and loyalty, and drive real advocacy with our members as a
right.
result.
Right.
The role has changed so much to reflect the consumer and what the consumer wants, and that's what's driving, I suppose, change from the marketing department to actually input into digital transformation.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. The general session is starting, so if you're planning on joining.
Talking about digital transformation, there's
yeah.
the next session. Yes.
Thank you for that announcement. Now we're up to date.
Yes.
All right. So you have a whole bunch of questions here, and thank you for that, Darren.
No problem.
So what is marketing's involvement with digital transformation? I think we kind of addressed that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, yeah, that the role has changed an awful lot, and as a result of how consumers want to, you know, consume our products and services,
mm-hmm.
marketeers have to wake up and be more involved with the digital transformation.
Right, right, right.
And given that, I suppose, the amount of campaigns now that are run digitally, you know, digital transformation also supports what we're doing. So we want to get better ROI internally with our operations. We need to be engaged with what they're doing
right.
and how that links back to the outward campaigns that we're doing as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, because I'm glad you said that, because CUNA is launching their Open Your Eyes. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's a national-wide credit union awareness campaign. It's called Open Your Eyes to Credit Unions. And they're focusing on digital.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, a big billboard or a TV ad or a radio ad or something
yeah.
like that. It's all digital.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you said it, because that's where the target is. They've done their research.
Huge shift. And I've seen it
yeah.
even with myself, my own organization over the years, more and more of our, not only our budget, but everything that we're doing is going into digital, because we're seeing the results. We can measure the results better.
Yeah.
And we can get clever and clever with the data and the analytics
yeah.
and, you know, can really make much more of a powerful impact.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with credit unions, when your resources are tight, when you don't have budget, digital is the best way to go, because
yeah.
you can see where your money is best spent
mm-hmm.
and you can increase and iterate and keep improving what you're doing. So digital is definitely something for credit unions to really, you know, embrace this whole digital transformation.
Oh.
I don't want digital transformation to become something like we had before with perhaps millennials, where we're always talking about it and we never really kind of take action, and for once we have an opportunity to leap jump the banks. Mm-hmm. We're a lot more agile than some of the bigger organizations. Yeah. So when it comes to digital transformation, I really believe credit unions are well positioned to embrace these initiatives, mm-hmm. apply them to their business, and really make an impact,
yeah.
and achieve what we want to do with our global vision in terms of getting membership growth and really getting young people into the credit union, yeah. and understanding it.
Is this what you're doing at your credit union? And if so, do you have any kind of results type stuff to share?
Yeah, well, for me, 60%, over 65% of our business is now done through digital channels.
Really?
Yeah, oh, and what's interesting is we out of our whole workforce, a very small percentage of that is actually dealing with 65% of the business. Whereas we have a lot more staff and resources dealing with our traditional business, which is our bricks and mortar, mm-hmm. and branch network. And it just goes to show the efficiencies that can be achieved through digital. So 65% of our business is dealt with by, I suppose, probably about 10% of our staff.
Whereas 5 years ago, that number was pretty small.
Yeah, it was completely the opposite way around. Yeah, this is the desire that people now expect these things. It's not that it's a nice to have, it's people actually just expect that, mm-hmm. to be that way. And mm-hmm. I always say, it's get Ubered before you get Kodak'd. yeah. These things are going to happen. Yeah. And if we don't wake up and take action, we're going to get left behind. Yeah. And we have an opportunity to really stay ahead of the curve.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Hey, is marketing not mainly outward focus? Isn't digital transformation inward focus?
Yeah, so a lot of people think this because marketing is outward focus. We're always looking to the marketplace. We're looking at our competitors. Sure. We're looking at consumers. We're looking at trends and behaviors that sometimes digital is inward. So we're looking at operations. But I think we need to now change as marketeers and also be engaged internally with operations. So what is the experience a member is getting when they're availing of your products and services, and is that the best experience they're getting? And we need to engage with those digital transformation products when it refers to internal processes, so that we can ensure that our members are getting a first-class, fantastic, amazing experience, so they become loyal to us and they become advocates and start driving our brand. I think that's one of the reasons why marketing is becoming more and more involved with digital transformation, mm-hmm. is because the experience is so much more important now. Mm-hmm. You can put any message out there, but if someone comes to you and you don't deliver on that message, they're never going to come back to you again. So exactly. That whole member journey is really, really important.
And they're going to tell their friends about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. More so with the bad experience over a good experience.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, yeah. So is digital transformation not about technology? Should this not be the job of the IT department?
So again, it's just what I was saying about the conference here. There's people from all different backgrounds and departments. It's not just IT's job.
It affects everybody.
Yeah, and I think that the challenge there is when we talk about digital transformation, it's not about the digital, it's about the transformation. So if you focus on the digital, you're going to get lost in the technology. Mm-hmm. And by focusing solely on the technology, you lose the true value of a transformation project. So we need to actually look more at the transformation rather than the sexy technology that's available.
Right, right.
And what I mean by that is if you look at, say, like a mobile strategy or a big data strategy, mm-hmm. they're very siloed thinking. So once you implement a kind of a mobile strategy, it's done. We need to look at more kind of wider strategies, such as like a member intimacy strategy, whereby you use mobile, you use digital, you use all these solutions, but you bring them together to create this big experience that's personalization, better member onboarding experience, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. all these things, aftercare, retention, loyalty, so that it's not just focused on a mobile strategy or a data strategy, mm-hmm, that it's mm-hmm. it's much more, I suppose, a wider thinking than that. And it's much more long-term longevity as well. Mm-hmm. You're not just, focusing on the technology solution.
Yeah, it's not kind of like a one-and-done type of thing. This is a long haul. This is a long-run.
Yeah, and it's not just putting technology over existing processes, because that's not going to work.
Right, right.
So you really need to, that's why I'm saying transformation, you need to transform your whole thinking. It's not just the technology solution, it's how is this actually going to transform what we do and how mm-hmm, we do it and mm-hmm. in what way we deliver it. So not look at the digital, but look at actually the transformation side of it. And that's why I say it can't just be IT's job, because while they might be the experts in technology solutions, if they're bringing in some sort of a transformational change in a department that they've never run, they're going to find it very difficult to do that. Any great IT leader would. So that's why everyone in the department needs to be involved, and marketing needs to be involved as well, because they're the ones that are, I suppose, most on the pulse of what members want, mm-hmm. members' behaviors, mm-hmm. so they need to have input into that as well.
Of course. Yeah. My, how times have changed, Darren. Oh my gosh. So what can credit unions do to avoid taking a complete technology focus?
Yeah, so I said, don't completely focus on the technology, look at the whole thing. There's, mm-hmm. I think there's three things that we can try and look at. One is don't get so focused in those silos. So don't just focus on a mobile strategy or a big data strategy. Try and focus on the wider picture. So things like customer intimacy strategies, whereby we're trying to get more closer to the member, what they want, mm-hmm. more personalized, and looking after them to ensure that there's advocacy there and that there's loyalty.
Is this kind of like the shiny red ball syndrome, where you're kind of enamored by this new kind of thing, and you can't see the bigger picture, but you're just kind of focused on this, oh my gosh, we got to have that type of thing?
Yeah, not looking at the shiny new toys. And I'm a big believer in that. Just because everyone's talking about it doesn't mean you need it. At the end of the day, it has to drive business results.
Yeah.
So there's no point having these great IT solutions that we can talk about in an industry platform, that because we look really impressive as a credit union that we have these in place.
Yeah.
It means nothing at the end of the day if your members don't want it, they're not using it, and it's not driving business
mm-hmm.
results. So
mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in innovating to a point where it's necessary, and then taking stock and seeing, you know, do we need to go any further?
Yeah.
Because I know in Ireland there's still a culture whereby people don't want that full digital experience. They want it to a certain point.
Sure.
Then they still want to deal with a human.
Right.
And we spoke about this last year, this H2H, human-to-human approach. I think human element is always going to be important. It's how we use that in a digital environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't get focused on the silos. At the same time, look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
But don't go too far. And that leads me on to the second point as well for not getting lost in technology is, you know, don't push the envelope too far. A lot of people think they have to try and come up with a silver bullet, you know, do everything together, completely
mm-hmm.
change,
mm-hmm.
bring all the IT solutions in. And they're trying to predict 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead. Technology changes so quick. Do what you can do now. It's about transforming. A lot of organizations used to talk about innovating, and you see a lot of big brands now are actually talking more about transformation.
Mm-hmm.
It's using the resources that you have in a better way to position your credit union to be in a better position perhaps in 6-12 months time,
mm-hmm.
then reviewing it then and you know, transforming again. You're always growing your business that way.
Yeah.
So for us, it's looking at what IT capabilities do we currently have,
mm-hmm.
where are the gaps, where can we make small investments that aren't too risky, that are going to make us much more appealable to our members
mm-hmm.
in the next 6-12 months, and then building on that again and again. Whereas we see some organizations are trying to, you know, do it all straight away. They're sitting down, they're planning now, and they're trying to come up with this whole big journey of transformation, and that's hard. Whereas if you break it down, how do you eat an elephant? It's piece by piece.
Yeah.
And by doing that, you're going to get short-term wins. You're going to buy your staff into this as well,
mm-hmm.
because it needs
mm-hmm.
to be a vision if you want to be a digitally driven organization.
Yeah, they'll see those wins.
They'll see how it's benefiting the member,
yeah.
and that it's not there to replace staff either, that they can be better serve the member
mm-hmm.
with these solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best way to kind of transform the organization. And then I suppose the third one again is that it's not the IT department's job. So don't just focus that as a technology project.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone needs to be
mm-hmm.
the CEO. You know, even compliance and regulation are really important here as well, particularly when it comes to some of these onboarding solutions.
Oh, no doubt.
AML. So there's, you know, everyone's involved
yeah.
from the top right down. Yeah. They need to be involved in digital transformation.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not such a siloed enterprise anymore. You know,
no,
it's like,
not.
Oh, you focus on that. You
yeah.
know, this stuff affects everybody now. So
yeah.
it's actually kind of a good thing, I think, because it keeps everybody aligned and on board.
Yeah. And everyone sees the reason for it. I think everyone has a part to play in
yeah.
it, and they have a role in it, and they know where they have to come to the table and
yeah.
offer their expertise as well.
The next step, Darren, is to get credit unions on board with this stuff, because as we know that credit unions are traditionally a conservative
yes.
bunch, you know?
Yes.
So the next step is to get them to take that leap, you know, or even just the, like you said, the bite-sized type stuff, you
yeah.
know. What do you tell people? What do you tell other credit unions? Like, hey, this is what we've done. This is what works.
Mm.
You can do it too, type of thing. Is
yeah.
that?
And
we
kind of hinted at that at the start when we talked about millennials, because
mm-hmm.
we spoke a few times now millennials.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've
oh, yeah.
said a few times how I kind of hate that word.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people are in your butt.
Yeah, but the reason I said that was because we always talked about it, and for a lot of conferences we always had it on an agenda, but it seemed like we're always talking about it and we never really were
never
doing anything about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I don't want that happening now with digital transformation
mm-hmm.
because it's kind of linked to millennials as well, and
sure.
it's stuff that they want to use. So
sure.
we need to start actually taking action, and that's why I said piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
Short-term wins that we can be confident in knowing this is going to make us be a little bit better in six
yeah.
months' time. Okay, we might not be the most innovative and forward-thinking company, but
you don't need to be.
If we're always improving our processes to make
yeah.
them more digitally enabled and more accessible for the modern-day consumer,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to go about it. So for us, we just done analysis of all different areas to see where our gaps were
mm-hmm.
and said to ourselves, okay, what do we have at our disposal now? What doesn't require too much upfront capital investment
mm-hmm.
for us to try and improve? It's nearly like basic lean management techniques, except we're trying to use digital solutions
yeah.
to improve that
yeah.
and, you know, get rid of bottlenecks. So we've broken it down into small 12-month kind of digital transformation roadmaps.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that every 12 months, we can try and review what's, you know, where we've gotten to, and then building on those foundations.
Mm-hmm.
But at all time, we're always looking forward as well, you know, to the future. So it's not just that we're siloed into those 12 months.
Yeah.
We have a 12-month roadmap that we drive, but we're always also thinking on the sideline of, where is the industry going in 5 years? Mm-hmm. What are our competitors mm-hmm. doing? Mm-hmm. And our competitors are no longer our banks. We have so many different competitors now.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So, you know, in Ireland, we have all these fintech startups that are technology companies, but they're offering financial services.
They're kind of nipping at your heels.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they're the ones to really watch, because in Ireland, the banks are these big, you know, slow movers when
big
it comes
oil tankers
to, yeah, whereas these guys, new technology companies, are coming in, they're so agile, they're so quick. But the difference is, credit unions understand financial services, they understand their members, whereas these are IT companies trying to do that, and they don't really get it. So I think we have an opportunity to come together, mm-hmm. use these digital solutions, yep. but we're the experts in what we do, mm-hmm. so let us do that, you guys support us in terms of your solutions, mm-hmm. and let's really take ownership of the industry.
Darren, that's our next interview.
Absolutely.
That's our next interview, part five or whatever. All right. Darren, thank you so much for stopping by.
You.
I could go on for hours. This is super interesting stuff. So appreciate your time as always. I know you're a busy guy. So thank you, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.